Good morning, everybody. Your Pittsburgh Steelers swung a huge trade yesterday, moments after our show ended. But that's okay, because now we have 4 full hours to get into this bad boy. The Steelers get Jonnu Smith, Jalen Ramsey, and a 2027 seventh-round pick. The Dolphins get Minkah Fitzpatrick and a 2027 fifth-round pick. We don't have to get cute. 412-928-9370. Do you like the trade? Doran, you're a tight end. They got a tight end. Take it away, buddy. How you feeling about this trade?
I love the trade. I love it. You traded a player that was somewhat of a staple on your defense for many years here. And, you know, he's showed flashes, obviously. He's made Pro Bowl teams. He's been all pro. But of lately hasn't really done the things that were necessary at that position to warrant the contract that he had. So you get rid of that contract, you get rid of that player, and you bring in a player of need. And one of the top 10 corners in the league and has been in the league a long time has won a Super Bowl in Jalen Ramsey. That is very, very significant for that defense. I mean, you brought in Darius Slay in the offseason, you got Joey Porter Jr., but you still felt like you needed some more depth. You needed something else, right? Because Darius Slay, you know, he didn't play every snap of last year. He's still pretty good. But he's getting up there in age. He didn't play every snap. Cooper DeJean ended up taking over and splitting reps with him throughout the year last year with the Eagles. So it makes a lot of sense, at least on the defensive side, that you bring in Jalen Ramsey, because Jalen Ramsey is very flexible. He's very versatile. He can be that, you know, platoon corner if you need him with Darius Slay throughout the season, the longevity of the season. He can play inside. He can play nickel. He can play safety a little bit. And he's physical. He's exactly what Mike Tomlin wants on his defense at that position.
Yes.
Like, he brings that fire, and he brings it every single day. And not only does it help the defense physically and structurally, it'll help Joey Porter Jr. having two veteran all-pro Super Bowl winning corners on the other side or splitting reps with him. That'll help his growth as well, because he's going to be a mainstay.
I'm with you
at that corner spot. Like, I know that people are probably thinking, like, well, if Joey Porter Jr. doesn't get his act together, you're going to see Darius Slay and Jalen Ramsey, and maybe Joey Porter Jr. be left the guy left out. No, I don't think that'll ever happen. I really don't, because they've invested in Joey Porter Jr. They think he could be a number one corner. Okay, so you go to the offensive side of the ball, and Jonnu Smith, and everybody's like, okay, we want to get a number two receiver. We need a number two receiver. This guy is going to fill that void, at least right now, on paper and on the field. Well, not on paper, but on the field more as the number two receiver. Jonnu Smith, and I'll let you rattle off the stats that you told me this morning when I walked in. Jonnu Smith is a weapon. I think a lot of people understand that. He's not a tight end traditionally. He's not going to put his hand in the ground and be in line and block 9 techniques and 7 techniques and, you know, run routes over the ball. He'll do that. He'll run routes over the ball, but from a slot position. He'll do that from a wing position. He'll do that out of the backfield as a sidecar next to Aaron Rodgers. And on the other side of that is Jalen Warner, Caleb Johnson. He'll be able to run on linebackers. He'll be able to run deep down the seam. The guy was a Pro Bowler last year, had 88 catches, his best season of his career. The thing that's very significant too is that the guy's been in Arthur Smith's offense twice, in Tennessee and in Atlanta. So he's a boots on the ground type guy. As soon as he lands in Pittsburgh, there's not that transition period like, oh, I got to learn the offense, I got to learn the calls, I got to learn the system. Like, he's going to be able to fit right in. And having a guy like that, that's a matchup nightmare and a mismatch type of player that will move around in motion, that's going to help out everybody else. That'll help out DK Metcalf. That'll help out the running game. He'll be able to block as well if he does need to play that off tight end spot. But the person that's going to help out the most is Pat Freiermuth. Like, you think that bringing in a Jonnu Smith may cause the competition at the tight end spot. No, they're totally two different tight ends. Like, Pat Freiermuth is going to have his role, and his role is going to be the same. He's going to be the number one Y tight end and still do all the same stuff that he's capable of doing. Jonnu Smith is going to just open it up more for Pat Freiermuth. So I absolutely love the trade. You know, obviously there is a little bit of a void at the safety position. You got Juan Thornhill. You got Deshaun Elliott, who you just paid some money to. I think you can get away, as of right now, with having those safeties be those safeties with the two corners, three corners that you do have.
I agree.
And now the pass rush. You know, you got a little bit younger, obviously, in the draft with Harmon. And, you know, get T.J. Watt signed. And it's starting to look like this Steelers team. Now, they're still a little bit – they still have some moves to make, as I tweeted yesterday. Like, I don't feel like that they're done. I kind of have a, you know, nice intuition going that they're going to make another move. Maybe not as significant as what they just did, but they still need to replenish the number two spot at receiver, the actual on paper number two spot. And they probably need to get another safety because you want to create even more depth at all the positions. So I think it's an A. If I give it a grade, I give it an A for the Pittsburgh Steelers in making this move. And it caught us all off guard. I know that yesterday.
Stunned. I was stunned. And with every passing Adam Schefter tweet, I got more and more stunned, Doran. At first, it was the Steelers have acquired Jalen Ramsey. Okay, how's the money going to work? But that wasn't totally shocking to me. Then the Steelers are acquiring Jonnu Smith. Holy beer milk!
And you're texting me because I wasn't on Twitter. I don't even know what I was doing, but you're texting me, like chain texting me, like the Steelers just did this. Oh my gosh, they just did this. And then,
oh my God, Minka! They got Minka! They traded Minka! What happened here? That part stunned me. You said you love the trade. I do too. I do. I will take a highly paid corner just about every time over a highly paid safety, certainly when that safety only has one interception in the last 2 years. I'm not going to be one of these people who sits here and crushes Minka Fitzpatrick and says the guy stunk. He did not stink. He's still a very good player. I don't like the way that they utilized him. Ray Fittipaldo said yesterday on one of the shows, hard to remember which one, that when the Steelers were pointing fingers last year and complaining about miscommunications, Minka was a massive culprit. Minka was screwing stuff up all the time. He was supposed to be the guy that kept the lid on it, but was the lid really kept on the defense when they were 26th in the league in giving up passing yards? I don't think so. And then he's not taking the ball away. The league views safety and corner the same way that I do. $18 million is the line of demarcation here. 16 corners are making over $18 million. Only five safeties are making it over $18 million. So the league doesn't value safety the way that it used to. And for me, it would take an exceptional talent. It would take a Troy Polamalu. It would take an Ed Reed. It would take name great safety for me to want to pay a guy $25 million. And one pick over 2 years doesn't do it. So for four reasons, I love the trade. Number one, I think you did get better on defense because you got a guy who's still a top corner in the league. I don't care that he's 31. Why does everyone keep throwing out that they got older? They did, but guess what they also didn't do? Give up anything from their 2026 draft. Well, they got older. Okay, they've got 12 picks in next year's draft. They want to get younger in a hurry, they can. And oh, by the way, their starting quarterback next year is going to be 22. He's 41 this year. You're going to drop your average age at quarterback by 19 years. Mm. So 4 points is why I like this trade. Love this trade. You got better on offense. 88 catches, 884 yards, and 8 touchdowns just got added to this offense. We'll see if he can replicate the numbers, even if he falls short. Still, you got your second best playmaker, I think, on the offensive side. I think you got better on defense because you got better at a more important position. I think you can find guys who play center field, and while I won't say they grow on trees, they kind of grow on trees. You moved an overpaid player. $24 million for one interception in 28 games, that ain't it. The juice ain't worth the squeeze for Minka Fitzpatrick. And while I don't think he's a bad guy, while I don't think he's a locker room cancer, I think sometimes his competitive nature actually got the best of him. And I don't think he was always a good teammate. And then finally, and I've already stated this, but as we're going point by point, and I got 4 points, they did not give up anything in the 2026 draft. I keep seeing people say the Steelers are all in, and they are insofar as they're putting a lot of eggs in this year's basket. Let's try to contend with Aaron Rodgers. But they've given up nothing in the draft that they think is going to yield them their future franchise quarterback. They can try to win this year. They are trying to win this year. And then they can turn around and go get their quarterback next year. They gave up a 2027 fifth round pick in this draft. I love it. What say you at 412-928-9370? We're going to take a bunch of calls today. Jeff Hathorn's going to join us at 7 o'clock, and I want to get Jeff's thoughts on what this means for Joey Porter Jr.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get Jeff's thoughts on how they viewed Minkah Fitzpatrick, because all y'all big-time Steelers water carriers out there, you told us all last season when we were critical of Minkah Fitzpatrick, oh, they're just utilizing him in a way where he's not going to be around the ball. Jerry Dulac tweeted out yesterday that the Steelers weren't enamored with paying a guy $24 million who didn't take the ball away. The Steelers are telling you that they didn't think Minkah was worth the money they were paying him. So how do you feel about that? I think it's a great trade. I think you got better at a really important position. If we're ranking the positions of import, you're going quarterback, you're going tackle,
yep,
you're going corner, and you're going edge rusher, I think.
Right.
I think those are the four most important positions on the field now, and the salaries paid out to those positions would tell you that NFL teams view it the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Safety among the least valued positions in the league. You just got probably a top 10 cornerback in the NFL and moved a safety that was not productive enough. When the Steelers signed Deshaun Elliott, whose name has escaped me like five times even before the show today. I don't know why that's happened. I need more coffee, Doran. When they signed Deshaun Elliott, half the damn show was about, well, what does this mean for Minkah eventually?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so I started looking at safety contracts, and all the guys that made anywhere up in that big time $20 million range, they all had like nine picks,
yeah,
seven picks, six picks.
Jesse Bates and all, yes, those guys, yes.
The corner for the Lions, for the Lions, nine picks last year. When I'm paying a guy $25 million, you need to make a splash play every other game. And Minkah wasn't. He came up and he stopped the run. And again, still a good player for like $10 million.
Mm-hmm.
So we love the deal. And we each just monologued. We will have a back and forth conversation when we come back. And we'll talk to you at 412-928-9370. There are so many angles here. It's going to be tough to keep it on the straight and narrow, but that makes for good radio. 412-928-9370. Later in the show, we'll get to the ceiling for the offense. We'll get to the ceiling for the defense. We'll get to the ceiling for this team overall. Does it get them closer to being a true, legitimate AFC North contender? Does it get them closer to being a true, legitimate AFC contender? Do you think it moves them closer to being a Super Bowl contender? 412-928-9370. Open phones. We'll talk to Yins about this coming up next. We'll break down Jonnu Smith and Jalen Ramsey individually. So much to get to. Feels like suddenly so little time.
Uh-huh.
Steelers get Jonnu Smith and Jalen Ramsey for Minkah Fitzpatrick. Nobody cares about the draft picks because you didn't give up one for the 2026 draft. How do you feel about the trade? We don't got to get too cute. You like it? Do you love it? You want some more of it? 412-928-9370. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. First blush, I was like, Now I love the trade. Doran loves the trade. And we'll get into some of the specific reasons why, but let's talk to Yins about it. Very excited to open this up to our audience. You've probably been sitting on your hands for, 20 hours wanting to talk to us about it. So let's start off with Michael in Derry. I once went to a strip club in Derry.
Really? That's where the movie It is filmed.
I believe it. Because, let me tell you something. I'd say it was kind of like single A ball.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't quite the major leagues.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Michael. How you doing?
I'm doing well, boys. What's going on?
You like this trade, Michael?
Oh, I mean, I can't speak highly enough on it. It's an absolute win for the Steelers. For someone like Minkah, who simply hasn't been doing what he needs to do to help our defense thrive. And I guess I just want to point out one question and intrigue on Jonnu Smith. If I'm not mistaken, he only has 1 year left on his current deal.
They're going to pay him. It's probably going to be 10, 12 million bucks, something like that.
I would assume it would be less than Pat Freiermuth, which is he's going to be making, 12 million next year or this year?
12 this year, 11 year and change next year, then 10.8 the following year, yeah.
Yeah, so I guess my question on that is, Jonnu Smith really only had his most productive year last year, obviously, and that was without Arthur Smith. And we have really yet to see Arthur Smith's offense truly bloom, where, I mean, this year definitely is Rodgers' offense. Does that worry you guys, and could he be a potential cut candidate?
Thank you, Michael. A cut candidate? Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm. No.
I mean, the guy, sometimes it takes a little while for an individual player to blossom. And he got a lot of burn in Arthur Smith's offense with the Titans whenever he was young, was a rookie, maybe a second-year guy, and they got a little bit more burn, obviously, with Arthur Smith the second time in Atlanta, but he was the second tight end, and he was actually used as almost the first option after a while. So, and now that he's come into his own, I think this is the perfect match. I think it's the perfect kind of melding of the two, getting back together, of knowing the offense but also growing as a player. And obviously he showcased his skills last year of what he could do. I mean, one of the top tight ends in the league last year. Now he's going back with Arthur Smith. I think it's going to be a perfect match.
People have been asking, begging almost, and you can add me to that list, for a wide receiver too. If you did just a blind test and asked people, which among these players would you like to acquire, I think you're going to come out with Jonnu Smith. 884 yards, 88 catches, and 8 touchdowns last year. Wide receiver number 2 on this list had 900 yards, 59 catches, and 3 touchdowns. That's George Pickens.
Hmm.
But then you go to the next guy. 239 yards, 20 catches, 2 touchdowns. Then 744 yards, 70 catches, 7 touchdowns. Then the next guy, 547 yards, 44 catches, 4 touchdowns. The next guy, 390 yards, 39 catches, 0 touchdowns. Those guys are Gabe Davis, Keenan Allen, Amari Cooper, and Tyler Boyd. Jonnu Smith was a more productive player than any of them. And you can tell me that he plays tight end and you can scream into the void. That's only half true. 50% of Jonnu Smith's career snaps are in the slot or on the outside. Last season, 72% of his snaps were in the slot or outside. Don't put this guy in the tight end box. He's going to get paid like a tight end, mm-hmm. which I think is an advantage for the Steelers.
Yep.
But 72% of the time last year, the guy's just a big wide receiver, Doran.
Absolutely. He's a big wide receiver that can block in 13 personnel, which is 3 tight ends. And you'll see that a lot, obviously, with Arthur Smith's offense, with Darnell being on the field and wanting to run the football. It's a great type of player to have if the player can be productive and understand the vision of the offense. And, you know, we'll talk about matchup nightmares. I mean, him motioning down as the Z receiver, running slot routes from there, doing so many different things that can open up other guys. Yeah, he's not a tight end, in my opinion. He's a weapon, but he could be utilized as a number 2 receiver on the outside. I still think you still need to get another wide receiver, but I think that he can fill that void whenever the games are played. Like, he'll be the second or third target every single play.
Well, and all of a sudden, a guy like Gabriel Davis, who I wasn't super enamored with, he becomes a lot more palatable to me.
Yes.
Because he's a deep threat.
Yes.
So you got him as
big
a deep
body.
Threat. He's a big body. You've got DK Metcalf, who can run the full route tree, but is also a really good deep threat. And all of a sudden, you got those two guys in the middle of the field. It opens up what I would be willing to look for in another wide receiver should they choose to go that route. And even if they don't, Calvin Austin was still productive on the outside last year when given the opportunity, and he's got speed to burn. I love this move. Do you? 412-928-9370. It's also important to note that, yeah, well, you had Jaylen Waddle and Tyreek Hill in Miami. Tua only played 11 games.
Mm-hmm.
So he put up 88 catches, 884 yards, 8 touchdowns, and Tua missed 6 games. So he's even more productive than the surface level numbers would indicate. Someone just texted in, was it the Hideaway? Yeah, it was.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. It was like a dirt floor, Dorn.
Yeah, I can imagine. Mm-hmm. I mean, it sounds like it.
Yeah, my Steelers beat writer friends took me there for my bachelor party a couple of days before my wedding. And it was...
Well, that's close to Latrobe.
Not close enough to have gotten in a van and driven there.
Okay.
Yeah. I said the juice wasn't worth the squeeze anymore on Minkah Fitzpatrick because he's making too much for a guy that didn't pick the ball off. Juice was definitely not worth that squeeze. Cameron in North Carolina listening on the Odyssey app. Hi, Cameron. You love the trade?
Hey, guys. I'm going to be honest. At first, I did not love it just because I love Minkah. He was one of my favorite players on the team, and I just didn't see this coming. I don't think anybody saw this coming. I think a key point was made yesterday, and I think that this barely made you better. Like, in the margins, it kind of makes you a little bit better. But I think overall, it doesn't make you a whole lot better. And I think it's clear they're clearing all the decks of these bad contracts, and they're getting all these team-friendly deals done, and they're really stacking the decks for the future.
So that's exactly what I was going to say, Cameron. You're almost arguing against your point, and thank you so much for the call at 412-928-9370. Okay, let's say it only makes you incrementally better. Let's say it gives you one more win. Let's say you lose a playoff game. That's not ideal. You don't want that. But they weren't going to give Minka another contract. Clearly. And you've given up nothing from next year's draft. Again, we keep hearing the phrase, and you read it a bunch on social media in the national talking heads, the Steelers have gone all in a way, sure. But you get a bad contract off your books, and maybe Jalen Ramsey turns into a bad contract, but you could also probably move him to safety later on in his career because you're going to have him for 4 years. And he played safety at Florida State, and he's played some safety in the league. Let's say that winds up turning into a bad contract. Okay, cap's going up, and you can get young in a hurry next year because you got 12 draft picks. So it's not like they've risked a lot in these moves. You move one good player with a bad contract for another big contract for a player who's better at his position right now, I would argue, at a more important position. And, oh yeah, by the by, you added a tight end who was a Pro Bowler last year who probably goes over 1,000 yards if his starting quarterback plays every game.
I mean, you arguably got two top 10 players in the league at their position.
For sure.
I can't get on board with incrementally better. Like, I think that makes them immensely better when you get two top 10 players at two important positions on both sides of the ball. Now, I could see, like, okay, if they got Jalen Ramsey and they got, you know, another safety that was pretty good, okay, or they kept Minka, like, you're better on defense, but are you better on offense? No, but you got better at both sides.
And that's what somebody texted in at 412-928-9370, and you can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. The texter writes, they should have just got Jair Alexander for $6 million and kept Minka. Well, they didn't want Minka's contract. That's obvious. And you wouldn't have got Jonnu Smith.
Exactly. They wanted Jonnu Smith.
And they wanted to upgrade at a more important position. And I think Jalen Ramsey is more versatile than Jair Alexander. I think he's better than Jair Alexander. And Jair Alexander has barely played the last couple of years. So for all those reasons, I'm out.
So much for Jalen Ramsey saying that he wanted to play on the West Coast, too.
Well, him and DK, right? They both wanted the warm weather.
Yeah. Right.
That's why we've had this 95-degree summer with storms and tornadoes and all that.
Yep.
Football God smiling down upon Pittsburgh.
How did Jalen Ramsey get that cut up of the Steelers' history that quick?
That was damn good, man.
That was really good.
He's fitting in. He's not changing the culture, Doran. He's fitting into the hard-nosed defensive culture.
How do you get the voiceover? Like,
there's some AI going on now.
I mean, that was impressive.
Because I think it was Liev Schreiber at the start of it.
That's what I thought.
The guy from Ray Donovan and all the HBO documentaries, Hard Knocks. And then I think you can subtly pick up on it midway through whenever they start talking about Jalen Ramsey. I think it's AI. I think he AI'd Liev Schreiber. Schreiber sign off on it? My God.
Impressive.
For those of you out there who like Irish guys beating up other Irish guys, check out Ray Donovan on Showtime. Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Do you like the trade? Do you dislike the trade? We're not going to yell at you if you don't like it, but we're going to talk it through with you at 412-928-9370. We love it. I heard Pony say on his show yesterday, you can like the trade for the Steelers. He said, I think if you say you love it, that you're going overboard. I totally disagree.
Yeah.
412-928-9370. Texter writes in real quick, if you're going all in for this year, then why do you trade Pickens? Well, I think it's pretty simple. You think Pickens was detrimental to your cause. You think Pickens was hurting you more than he was helping you. If it was just Pickens on the field, and you cut out some of the nonsense, then yeah, I understand where people are coming from on that. They think he actively made it harder to win football games.
At least they somewhat covered their ass this time, too. They did this with Deontay, and they left a huge void. Now they somewhat cover their ass by getting Jonnu Smith, and
right.
And they learn from their, you know, they learn from their mistakes. Like, I'm not saying that it's a full cover, because he is a, you know, a different player than the number two receiver or a number one A receiver, but they somewhat covered their tracks on this one by trying to fill that void of George Pickens.
Yeah, they actually backfilled this time.
Yeah.
Last year they were at the goal line with Ayuk. They wanted a couple of other players at the deadline. Never came to fruition. 412-928-9370. How do you feel about the trade? We'll talk to Ian's more about it coming up next and get into some of the specifics with Jalen Ramsey. 6:43, now's the time to make the call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums, 724-443-5610. How do you feel about the Steelers trade? 412-928-9370. Dorn and I love the move. Think it makes them better on offense. Think it makes them better on defense. Didn't have to give up a 2026 draft pick, and you move a bad Minka contract. Not a bad player, but a bad contract for the production. What say you, 412-928-9370? Someone texts in, how do we go about stopping the run considering Minka was better than Ramsey in that aspect? Well, they play different positions, first of all. And I'm not going to say Minka was bad at stopping the run. I think that was overall probably his strongest skill set last year, Doran. PFF would agree, 74.3 run defense grade. Here's the thing about Ramsey. He's a jack of all trades.
Yes, he is.
Cornerback. And we can't sit here and show you video and break down Jalen Ramsey. This is an audio medium. So I have to reference things, and Doran will break things down, of course, but I can reference things with PFF just to compare, just for comparison's sake, okay? PFF had Jalen Ramsey as the 16th best corner in all of football last year. He was the 10th best run-stopping corner in the NFL. A lot of tackles at or behind the line of scrimmage. He actually was better at stopping the run for his position than Minka was at his position. He was also the 19th best blitzing corner in the NFL, according to PFF, out of 222 eligible corners. And 39th coverage grade in the NFL, according to PFF. So that's number one quality corner numbers there. Whereas Minka, he graded out fairly low in all of those aspects last year, compared certainly to his salary, but just overall. He was a 52nd rated safety last year for PFF, and Ramsey was the 16th best corner. Like, they got a better player, folks.
So the question was, you know, how are we going to stop the run? With, now that Minka's gone, and Minka's run defense grade was what, 70-something? I think that's what you said.
75, yeah.
75. Deshaun Elliott, 87.8. There's your answer. That's who was better. He was 6 out of 171 safeties.
I'll pay that guy what they're paying him 100 times out of 100 before I pay Minka $25 million to have one pick in 2 years.
Yes. He was better at stopping the run than Minka was last year by almost 10 points.
And that popped on the film, too.
Yep.
I mean, that was...
That's why they paid him.
Exactly. That's what you should be paying safeties, unless they're Troy Polamalu.
Mm-hmm.
Again, 5 safeties making over $18 million last year, and all of them had better production than Minka Fitzpatrick did. Meanwhile, there's 18 corners making over $18 million, and Jalen will be making over that number. And the reason why is because NFL teams value corners more in today's league than they value safeties.
They value corners more, and this is exactly why that I love this trade, is because you have to fight fire with fire. And whenever you have to see, you have to see Cincinnati twice a year. Like, this is on paper an answer.
Yes.
Better answer than it was last year. It's an answer to what they have. You have to fight fire with fire. Like, that's what you have to do. You have to first start looking at your team, look at the division, then look at the conference, and then look at the league wide, right? Like, that's how you got to do it. In the division is very important. That's their easiest path to getting to where they want to go. If they could take care of business in the division. First job to do that is to stop the high-powered offenses. Now, there's obviously two. That's the Ravens, and that's the Cincinnati Bengals. Now you have a somewhat of an answer, at least on paper. Now you have to actually have to do it. On paper, you have an answer for their fire a little bit.
And I think with Ramsey's versatility, you think about Cincinnati and Baltimore, both elite offenses, but both incredibly different.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're going to throw those two big and wide receivers at you for Cincinnati. All right, Jalen Ramsey, Darius Slay, and Joey Porter Jr. Depending on how you view Joey Porter Jr., you're going to pick your matchup with those two guys on the outside. When you play the Ravens, I almost guarantee you, you're going to see Jalen Ramsey up against Isaiah Likely or Mark Andrews.
No doubt.
And he's big enough to be able to do that. He's physical enough to be able to do that. He's going to play a ton of slot for the Steelers. And the way I viewed this, and we talked about this actually before the show, the drop-off from Minka to Juan Thornhill, who would be their other starting safety right now, is a significant drop-off. It's not as big of a drop-off as you have from Jalen Ramsey in the slot to, I love him, Beanie Bishop.
Right.
Let's just be honest here. Beanie's like my size.
Right.
Jalen Ramsey's closer to Dorn. To the phones?
Yes.
Brandon in Katanning. Hello.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What up?
I couldn't be more happier with the move. There's one thing that I need to ask you guys. Okay, I'm going to shift gears a little bit. To me, George Pickens still doesn't have a quarterback to throw him the ball. So who would you rather have? Rodgers, or where would you rather be as far as catching the ball and wanting the ball and everything like that?
I mean, I think I'd still rather be number two out there than here.
Yeah, with Dak.
Yeah. But I'll tell you this, I'd rather pay Aaron Rodgers $13 million than Dak Prescott 60.
Right.
Like, I'm not sure Dak's the answer there, and you can't do stuff. Look, if the Steelers paid Justin Fields $20 million at the beginning of this offseason for this year, this move doesn't happen yesterday, folks.
Aaron Rodgers made this somewhat happen.
Yes, he did.
By the contract he took.
And one of the reasons why I wanted Fields is because at the beginning of the offseason, I think the universal assumption was Fields will cost less than Aaron Rodgers. That wound up not being the case. And there's still enough offseason, clearly, for them to make moves to add cap, and they still probably could go out and add a safety if they want to, and they wouldn't be able to do that if they were paying Justin Fields $20 million. That's $7 million more than Aaron Rodgers is going to make this year, and Justin Simmons, I think you could probably get him for $5 to $7 million. And I think he'd be an upgrade over Juan Thornhill. I'm not saying they do that, but they probably should, and they can. They wouldn't be able to do it with Justin. They definitely wouldn't be able to do it with Sam Darnold. 412-928-9370. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. In 10 minutes, Jeff Hathorn's going to join us. What does this mean for Pat Freiermuth? What does this mean for Joey Porter Jr.? How did the Steelers really feel about Minka? We'll get into all those things with Jeff. Another call?
Yep.
Chris in Canonsburg next up. Hi, Chris.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking a call.
Sure thing, man. Thanks for calling.
It's a copycat league. The Eagles won the Super Bowl last year by shutting down a high-powered offense. They didn't have a Watt. They did it with corners and pressure up the middle. And that's what you got to do in the NFL. Now, Watt's getting older, one-trick pony. And you got to be able to stop it up the middle, just as much on the outside. And it was a good move. Minka, ball hawk, one pick in a year and a half. They had to do something with him. They couldn't keep paying that contract.
I'm with you, man. Preaching to the choir. Thank you, Chris. I think the Eagles won the Super Bowl with two safeties that exist on the planet Earth.
Right.
And with three really good corners.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Andy Weidel does have his fingerprints on this, doesn't he?
All over it.
All over it. Steelers trying to build up that offensive line through the draft, trying to build up that defensive line through the draft. Now going to a more corner-focused defense instead of paying way too much money for a safety that wasn't impacting games the way that you would want at $25 million. I'm not saying that they're going to turn into the Eagles or that the Steelers are going to win the Super Bowl this year, but you can see the vision. That much is true.
Yes.
And I'll commend them, man. Again, I don't know how it's going to work. I'll opine on that. We have opined on that. We'll get more into that as the show goes on. I don't know where this takes them this year. But what I do know is for all the people who have said the Steelers aren't changing much, they have a new running back. They have a new quarterback. They have a new number one wide receiver. They have a new number two weapon. They have a new starting left tackle. They're going to have a new starting right tackle. They have a new starting defensive lineman who was the first round pick in the draft. They have two new corners that have both won Super Bowls. They're going to have a new starting safety. So they ain't just trying the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. They are from a coaching standpoint, but from a roster standpoint, they have flipped this thing on a damn dime.
Oh, man, flipped it.
flipped it. All right. Jeff Hathorn's going to join us next for his thoughts on how this affects Minka, Freiermuth, Joey Porter Jr., and what this all means for TJ Watt. We will get into those suddenly hot buckos at 9 o'clock with Neil Walker, but it's all football between now and then, and it'll be football after that. Fan Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.